Fun with English, Students Book 8A, Copyright Teaching and Research Division of Jiangsu Provincial Department of Education and Oxford University Press, 2004. Published by Yilin Press and Oxford University Press, China Limited.
Unit 1. Friends. Comic strip, page 2.
I'm hungry, Eddie.
I have a cake. Do you want some?
You're so kind, Eddie. Can I have something to drink, please?
What about some milk?
Yes, please. Can I have some more food, too?
Sorry, Hobo. There's nothing else in the fridge.
What about the pizza in your bowl? Maybe we can share it.
Reading, page 4. Part A. Best Friends. Teenagers Magazine is holding a writing competition. It is inviting teenagers to write about their best friends. These are the first three entries for the competition. Read the articles.
I want to tell you about my best friend Betty. She is as slim as I am. She has short hair. We have been best friends for a long time. Betty is generous. She is willing to share things with her friends. She is also very helpful and is ready to help people anytime. She helps me with my homework. And she always gives seats to the people in need on the bus. Betty wants to be a singer and travel around the world when she grows up. We may not get to see each other often, but we will always be best friends.
I have a wonderful friend named Max. He is very tall, almost 1.75 meters. However, he has poor eyesight because of too much computer work at night. He wears small round glasses and they make him look smart. Max has a good sense of humor. I never feel bored or unhappy when he is with me. He tells funny jokes and always makes me laugh. His legs are very long, and they do not fit under the school desks. He can walk fast, but when he walks past the desks, he often knocks over our books and pens. He is so funny.
I thought of my good friend May when I read your advertisement. She is small, and she has straight, shoulder-length hair. Everyone thinks she is pretty. May is a true friend. When something worries me, I can always go to her. I can tell her anything because she can keep a secret. She is kind and never says a bad word about anyone.
Integrated Skills, Part A. Future Plans. Part A1, page 12. Millie is talking to Amy about her future plans. Listen to their conversation. Put a tick in the correct boxes in the table below.
What would you like to be when you grow up, Millie?
I'd like to be a social worker when I grow up. I always try to be kind to people. I don't want people to feel sad. I'd like to listen to their problems and help them solve their problems. If I can make them happy, I'll be happy too. What about you, Amy? What would you like to be when you grow up?
I'd like to be...
Part A3, page 13. Sandy wants to write about her future plans to Mr. Joe, too. She is talking to Kitty about her plans. Listen to their conversation. Help Sandy complete her letter.
Good morning, Sandy. Shall we go shopping together this weekend?
I'd love to, but I'm afraid I can't. I'm going to sing in the school show next month. I need to practice this weekend.
It's okay.
You know I love singing. I really want to sing for people. It's great to make people happy.
Who's your favorite singer?
I like Britney Spears best. She sings well and is so popular now. Her new songs are very good. I'd like to be as popular as Britney. My plan is to travel around the world and sing.
Part B, page 13. Speak up, talking about friends. Helen and Sandy are talking about their friends. Use Helen and Sandy's conversation as a model. Work in pairs and tell your partner about your friends.
Who is the boy on the left?
Oh, this is Peter. I think he's very good looking.
Yes, I agree.
He's one of the nicest boys in my class.
What's he like?
He's friendly and helpful. He'd like to be a doctor when he grows up.
Who's the girl next to Peter?
She's...
Main task. My best friend. Part C. Page 16. Daniel wants to write about his best friend, Kate. Read his article and discuss it with your partner.
Kate is my best friend. She lives next door and we have been friends for almost 10 years. Kate is tall and slim. She has a square face and a long nose. I like her bright smiling eyes. They make her look really pretty and kind. She has long hair. Kate is a very clever girl, and she likes to help people. She always helps me with my homework. When I feel bored or unhappy, she talks to me and tells me funny jokes. She always wears a smile on her face and looks happy. Kate likes to work with children. She would like to be a teacher when she grows up. I believe she will be a very good teacher.